各位一起打开圣经，我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 在这个2011年的时候，我们听到虽然只有两三个星期，但已经有很多天灾人祸发生。Now in 2011, although it's only in 2-3 weeks into the year, we've already had so many natural disasters. 大家都知道澳洲四分一的浸水是昆士兰。You all know that Australia, you know, one quarter of the country in Queensland is underwater. 也都有在美国49个州都有落雪，很奇怪的，好像第一次。49 of the 50 states in the United States have now got snow, and our sun system is popping up and down. 中国贵州有雪水就严重伤害，系咪 ？In China, in Guizhou, there's some strange sleet and stuff that's causing a lot of trouble. 巴西落大雨，山泥倾泻，死咗几个人。In Brazil, great rains and all these mountains and mudslides, and some people have died. 澳洲有问题，德国啊有瘟疫嗰啲，系咪牛肉、猪肉、鸡肉都唔食得啊？系咪？In Germany, what's this plague with the beef, the chicken, the pork? You can't eat any of it. 这世界，这今年就遇到好多个灾难。Lots of trouble this year in the world. 我们相信在患难中我们能够站稳。But I believe that we can stand firm in affliction. 所以今天在帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们看到在患难中站稳。And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're looking at how to stand firm in affliction. 我看第二章17节至到20节， I'm going to read from verse 17 to verse 20. 弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。我一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们当你来到的时候，我们能够在你的面前站立。多谢你在患难中我们可以站立站稳。我们靠耶稣今天透过你的话语去向我们讲说话，愿我们今天可以听到你奇妙的教导，是给我们生命得到力量和支持。我们多谢主，听祂祷告，奉圣名求， Amen。 今天我们要看在患难中站稳。 This morning we're looking at stand firm in afflictions. 我有三件事希望你会记得。 There are three things I hope that you remember this morning. 第一呢，就是突然期间来的困难；第二呢，就是从撒旦来的阻拦；第三呢，就是从主耶稣来的力量。 The three things are sudden afflictions, spiritual warfare, and stand firm. 因为耶稣是给我们在这个的突然期间来的困难，是有魔鬼的阻拦，就可以得到耶稣的力量。Because Jesus gives us, when sudden afflictions come our way, when we're in spiritual warfare and Satan opposes us, Jesus gives us the strength that we can stand firm. 所以我们突然期间内的困难，我们看到保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章是讲着怎样向他传福音。 So here when we talk about sudden afflictions, we see Paul, as he was teaching the people in Thessalonica, writing back to them, he brought the gospel to them. 我们看到在第二章保罗怎样去爱锡的人，怎样去积极，怎样去好辛苦将福音给他。Here we see in chapter 2 how Paul was describing how he brought the gospel to the church of Thessalonians, how he worked so hard, how he loved them, he labored day and night. 我们看到第十四节至十六节，他在这里传福音，跟着突然之间又逼迫来。And if you look at verse 14 to 16, it says that as he was preaching the gospel, then all of a sudden persecution came in suddenly. 因为个逼迫好犀利，系使徒行传话我哋听，保罗就要离开。And because of the persecution, as we read of the account in the book of Acts, Paul had to leave. 因为佢忽然间嚟到，保罗又走咧，系冇时间告别，冇时间系准备，就系一走就走。You know, it came so fast that Paul didn't have time to say goodbyes. He didn't have time to prepare. He just had to get out of there.
我哋睇到保罗咧，就喺呢个章里边，佢有呢个嘅心咧，佢好焦急，因为佢离开咗，佢想翻去，系想关心啲人。
And you see that Paul, because he left so soon, but he was so anxious and concerned for the people, he wanted to go back to see them and visit them.
佢突然间嚟嘅困难。他被迫暂时要离开。
So the sudden affliction came, and he was forced to leave them temporarily.
保罗呢，就在帖撒罗尼加所做的工作停止。
And all the work that Paul was doing in Thessalonica just stopped, came to an end.
他被迫离开，是不容易的，也都不愿意走。
He was forced to leave, he didn't want to leave, and it wasn't easy.
你哋有冇试过咧？被迫停止，被迫离开，做一啲嘅嘢。
Have you ever experienced being forced to leave, being forced to give up, stop doing what you're doing?
系唔容易嘅、哦、
，It's not easy.
系忽然之间有呢啲消息，系忽然之间系被迫，我哋唔想做嘅，唔想停嘅，但系冇办法。
You know, it just comes so suddenly. We don't want to stop. We don't want to give up. We don't want to leave. But we have no choice.
我美国离开嗰日睇到新闻，就系美国 Tulsa 咧有枪击事件。
When I was leaving the United States, heard the news that in Tulsa there's a shooting. Tucson, Arizona.
中文唔知 Tucson 点叫，I don't know how to say Tucson in Chinese. 咁啊，即系忽然之间有几条命系冇咗啊！
And just all of a sudden, some lives are gone.
有时我哋忽然之间要离别我哋亲友，系咪疾病？系咪伤亡？系咪其他事情？系难过。
And when we have to suddenly leave those that we love, whether it's death or sickness or some other reason, it's very difficult.
保罗喺度，佢表示佢系关心，佢系好想翻去帖撒罗尼加，但系佢冇办法翻去。
And here Paul saying how he wanted to go back, but he couldn't go back.
如果你经历过要离开你亲友，你经历过要离开你所爱嘅工作，或者你所爱嘅环境，你知道系好辛苦。
If you've ever experienced being forced to leave those that you loved, a workplace that you love, or an environment, a thing that you love, you know how difficult it is to go through this.
当我们被迫面对患难是辛苦。
Being forced into affliction is difficult and painful.
我们要面对天灾人祸。
You know, we face natural disasters and human disasters.
但是怎样在这些困难里面继续乐观
But how can we continue to be joyful and at peace during it?
如果我们看到澳洲的昆士兰一些新闻有这些鼓励的
And if you were watching the news about Queensland and Australia there's some things to be thankful for
有一个女人不知道有没有看到她撑着个铲仔她去访问她她的房屋里面浸晒她就在这里说好感恩虽然浸水，但是水位没有升到我以为那么高。
And this lady, she's in her little rowboat in Australia, and she's being interviewed, and she says, I'm thankful, although my house is flooded and covered in water, the water level didn't come up as high as I expected.
她在这个困难里面找到一些可以感恩的事。
And in the midst of her affliction, she found something to be thankful for.
另外，澳洲的总理又在访问的时候是演说，就在这里讲讲。虽然我们昆士兰是面对历来最大的灾难，但是我们感恩， 我哋仲有我哋家人喺我哋身边。And did you hear how the Prime Minister of Australia was in her speech to the people said, although Queensland has met the biggest trial and devastation that we've ever had in the history of the country, we are thankful that our houses are destroyed, but our families are intact. 是吗?
在困难里面找到一些可以感恩赞美的，是可以让我们去继续度过这个困难。
When we can find something to be thankful for, even in the midst of tribulation, we can continue going forward in life.
OK, 没有看到在Tucson, 在虽然这个枪击事件看到奥巴马在他的安息礼拜的时候所说的话。
It's very amazing, even in Tucson, with what President Obama was saying in the memorial service for those who died.
他是很强调呢，那个议员呢，就是去探访在医院病房的时候，他开眼，是吗？
If you watched what he was saying, he was stressing very strongly how when he went to the hospital room of the congresswoman, that she opened her eyes for the first time.
他表示有盼望，虽然在困难里面有盼望，
and he's stressing that there's hope even in the midst of trouble.
Pete 昨天跟我说了，他在那个演说就是读哥林多前书对后书，
and he was reading from 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 1 Corinthians
跟着另外一个议员是读以赛亚书40章。
And another speaker was reading from Isaiah chapter 40.
在困难里面，在神里面，在圣经里面，找到安慰，找到力量。
And they were looking to the Bible for comfort and strength in the midst of their trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们是人生会遇到患难，人生会遇到困难。
You know, brothers and sisters, our lives will face tribulations, will face afflictions.
我们要学保罗这样，在困难的时候被逼做一些不愿意做的事，是经历不愿意经历的事，我们继续仰望耶稣。
And we need to learn from Paul as when we're forced beyond our will and to do things or to experience affliction that we don't want to continue trusting in the Lord.
你知道基督徒呢是没有免疫的。
Do you know that being a Christian doesn't mean that you'reimmune to trouble.
我们基督好多的基督徒会跟我说，牧师，我以为我信耶稣就不会有问题的，我以为信耶稣就会一帆风顺的，为什么这事发生在我身上？
So many people come to me and say, Pastor, I thought that being a Christian meant that I wasn't going to have trouble anymore. I thought that I was going to be a smooth sailing from now on.
我告诉你错，基督徒会有困难，基督徒一样会生老病死。
I can tell you now that Christians will still face the same thing that everybody else faces. We will be born, we'll get sick, we'll die.
是吗？但是有个好处，有个这样的事，基督徒面对困难，有主同在。
But the amazing thing is that as Christians, we have Jesus to be with us in the midst of our tribulation.
我们可能会洪水泛滥，可能会有枪击事件，可能会天灾人祸，但是有耶稣与我们同在。
Maybe we'll have a flood in our house. Maybe we'll have a shooting. Maybe we'll have natural disasters attack us. But we have Jesus with us.
因为有耶稣同在，我们可以是站稳。
And because Jesus is with us, we can stand firm.
很多人喜欢听，我们喜欢听，你信耶稣得福，一帆风顺，是平平安安。
You know, people don't like to hear that you're going to have affliction. We like to hear that we're going to have peace. Believe in Jesus, you'll be happy.
但事实上，信耶稣一样是人，人是没有免疫。
But the fact is that even as Christians, we're still humans, and as humans, we're not immune to things that human life brings us.
我在回美国是开会的时候，在一个宣教会议有差不多1000人的代表。
When I was in the United States, I was attending a conference for missions, and there were close to 1,000 people there.
大部分都是宣教士，
and most of us were missionaries.
我的宣教士来自世界各地，
and we're missionaries from all over the world.
奇妙的，
很多是面对家庭问题、儿女问题、死亡、疾病、逼迫、贫穷、被政府赶走、压力等等。
An amazing thing that if everyone is sharing, they're all talking about family problems, children problems, death, sickness, persecution, poverty, being kicked out of the countries, pressure, stress, problems.
但每一个是等得等不及待，就想翻翻去继续侍奉主。
But every one of them was waiting impatiently to get back to the field and get back into the battle.
在各个他教会过去一年呢，就有两个宣教士是宣教工场死亡。
Over the last year, two Calvary Chapel missionaries died on the field.
一个是非洲被人杀，一个是在泰国死了。
And another one died was murdered in Africa, another one died in Thailand.
宣教士神的仆人都不是免疫。
Missionariesservants of God, we're still not immune.
神是要我们学习好像保罗在面对压力、面对困难、面对逆境的时候怎样保持喜乐平安。
We need to learn from Paul how as we face trials, as we face affliction, and that we can continue to have peace and to go on in Jesus Christ.
那保罗在这里是讲着他是不愿意跟他分离，他没办法控制个情况。
Paul is telling us how he had to leave Thessalonica. It was beyond his choice. He couldn't control the situation.
虽然他心不愿意走，但他都是要走。他希望他回回来见他。
And although he didn't want to leave, he had to leave, but he hoped that he could come back.
那你看保罗所用的字眼呢，是表示很丰富的感情。
If you look at the words that Paul's using here, it expresses great emotion.
你看他说心里却不离别，激励，想法子。
He said, in my heart I don't want to leave, and I'm desperately looking for a way to come back.
他说我很愿意见你们的。
He said, I want to see you again.
他非常之挂住帖撒罗尼迦的人。
He was very concerned for the people of Thessalonica.
当你心里边挂住一个人，辛唔辛苦？
When you're really thinking about somebody in your heart, is it difficult?
挂住佢呢？我唔系讲嗰啲恋爱啊、自作多情嗰啲挂住啊。
I'm not talking about, you know, somebody who's in love with somebody else, you know, by him, you know, got these imaginations that, you know.
我讲你是跟他分开。我在美国的时候挂住我太太，挂住仔女。
When I was in the United States, I was worried, concerned about my wife and my children.
我的仔住在北京，又不告诉我什么时候回来，又挂住他，会不会撞飞机。
My son's in Beijing and he won't tell us when he's coming home, and when's he coming back? Is he going to crash on the plane or something? You know, we're worried.
在正常是挂住一个人，但我们不是被逼分开的。
But we are not forced to be separated.
我识几个人在澳门，因为在国内犯事的，是如果回国内就会拉坐监去枪毙，他被逼没办法回去家园。
I have a few people I know here in Macau who have committed crimes in China, and that if they were to go back to China, they would be arrested and shot for the crimes that they committed, so they cannot go back, return to China.
这个是被逼分开，那种心情是很难过。
That's being forced to be separated.
有很多在监房里面，因为他犯事在监狱里面，在过年的时候，在任何时间从家人分开都很难过，是不是？
There are many in prison today who are separated from their families, and they're anxious to see their families, but they're forced to be away.
但这里保罗是因为福音的缘故是跟他分开。
But here Paul was separated from them because of the gospel.
你看十八节他说什么？
Look at verse 18.
所以我们有移到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去。
Paul had in his heart to go and visit them, and he tried to go twice.
他是很想探，他是很想有行动。 佢知道帖撒羅尼加啲人係軟弱。Paul wanted to go, he wanted to visit them. He knew that they were weak. 因為保羅同佢一齊得兩三個星期嘅時間。Because Paul was only with them for two or three weeks. 佢覺得佢喺主裏邊佢唔穩定，佢唔清楚佢信仰。He thought maybe they were not stable. They didn't know what they believed.
但佢冇办法，喺十八节尾讲明，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
But the second half of the verse in Chinese, I don't know if it's first or second in English, it says, "But Satan opposed me."
佢想去，但系撒旦系阻挡佢。He wanted to go, but Satan was opposing him.
大家有试过想做啲嘢，但有啲阻拦？
Have you ever tried to do something and meet obstacles and opposition?
喂，好多事面对好多嘅困难，有呢个阻拦点算？
And so often we want to do things, but we face obstacles. What are we going to do?
保罗喺呢度教导我哋一啲好重要嘅真理。
Here Paul is going to teach us some good spiritual lessons.
一个好重要嘅真理就系撒旦阻拦。
And something that's very important for us to know is that when Satan opposes you, you are in the spiritual warfare.
做一个基督徒是加入耶稣的军队，是成为一个属灵战争一个的士兵。
Becoming a Christian means that you're joining God's army, and that means that you have to partake in spiritual warfare.
你知不知道？我们是一个属灵的战争，我们周围有魔鬼。
Do you know that we're in a spiritual warfare? That there's demons and demonic activity all around us.
保罗要回去，但他说撒旦阻挡。
Paul wanted to go back, but he was opposed by Satan.
我觉得很奇妙，我有一样东西不明
白。I think this is amazing, there's something I don't understand.
这位保罗是神所拣选的使徒。
This is Paul. He's chosen by God to be an apostle.
这个保罗呢，是神的仆人，好被神使用。
He's a servant of God and he's used of God.
他行神迹的，他做奇事，他传福音，写圣经。
He's worked miracles. He's healed the sick. He's done amazing things and he's even written most of the New Testament.
但是他说，撒旦阻挡。But he said, Satan has opposed me.
如果保罗有撒旦阻挡，何况你同埋我
？If Paul is being opposed by Satan, how about you and me?
好多时候我哋系想前进，但系撒旦阻挡。
So often we want to go forward, but Satan comes and opposes us.
坦白话你听，魔鬼时时刻刻系想揾机会阻挡你。
Honestly speaking, Satan is often looking, always looking for ways to oppose you.
我们没有保罗那么多力量，但我们都要面对这个属灵战争。
We may not be as strong as Paul, but we still have to take part in the spiritual battle.
我们要面对，我们要靠神给我们可以克服整个魔鬼。
We need to pray for God to give us strength that we can overcome Satan and that we can beat him in this battle.
你睇约翰一书三章八节
，in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8,
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初犯罪。神的儿子显出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The Son of God is manifest that he might destroy the works of Satan.
我们在有耶稣在我们里面，魔鬼的作为要除灭。
With Jesus in us, we need to destroy the works of Satan.
约翰一书四章四节
，in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4,
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你里面的比那在世界上更大。
He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
我请问你，边个喺你里边
？Who is it that's inside of you?
耶稣喺我哋里边。
Jesus is in us.
边个喺世界里边
？Who is in the world?
撒旦魔鬼
喺你里边嘅耶稣系比世界里边嗰个撒旦更大。
The Jesus inside of you is greater than Satan out in the world.
所以魔鬼阻挡， 但我们靠耶稣可以克服。So even if Satan is opposing us, we can have the victory through Jesus Christ.
我们要学习怎样加入这个属灵战争。
We need to learn how to get into the spiritual battle.
我们需要是靠神的能力去胜过魔鬼。
And we need to trust in Jesus to help us overcome Satan.
我们买这个楼的时候呢，大家都知道过去几个月有很多的阻挡。
You know, over the last couple of months, as we've been looking for a property to buy for the new church, we've met a lot of obstacles.
Am I? 有好多事以为可以落订，又落唔到订。好多事以为系买成都买唔成。
So often we thought that we could give a deposit and we couldn't give it. We thought that we could buy it and we couldn't buy it.
一个阻挡，一个阻挡 ，obstacle after obstacle. 其实有事呢。
You know, not always is it Satan opposing us.
有很多其他事都会阻挡，有时是神阻挡的。
You know, sometimes even God will oppose us.
神不要你做错事，就是不让你行那条路。
God doesn't want you to make a mistake, so he puts an obstacle in the way.
有时是我们自己不够信心，有时是自己不够勇气。
Sometimes it's ourselves that we don't have enough faith, we're not bold enough.
有很多的原因，但人生我们面对阻挡，是不是？
There's so many things, but we often meet obstacles.
我们看到现在选这个地方落了订，老实说，它比之前我们有几个地方想买，我觉得是比较理想的。如果我们之前落了订，会后悔。
But the place that we put the deposit on, and compared to some of the other places that we were looking at,It's actually a better place. And if, in comparison, if we had bought the other places, we would have regretted it.
可能有一两个地方我们想买买不到，是比这个好一点，但这个地方比很多其他我们想买的地方更理想。
It may not be the best place that we looked at, but it's a lot better than most of the places we looked at.
所以有时神阻挡或者魔鬼阻挡，可能是有背后是神有个更好的原因。
So maybe if you're being opposed by God or Satan in certain ways, maybe God's got something better for you.
是不是？其实就算我们找到最理想的房屋，不等于人家会肯入去，我们要搬入去才知道神的计划，是不是？
And even if we found the place that we thought was the best, it doesn't mean that people are willing to go to it. So we don't know what God's doing, right?
我们需要是仰望神，保罗就是这样，他有阻挡，他仰望神，他喜乐。
That's what Paul is doing. He's being opposed by Satan, but he's trusting in God and he's still got peace.
我们看保罗怎样打这个属灵战争。
Let's look at how Paul fought against Satan in the spiritual war.
这里有四样东西保罗做了。
There are four things that Paul did that are very...important for us today.
第一，他就明白阻挡他是魔鬼，不是神。
The first thing is that he recognized this opposition was coming from Satan, it wasn't from God.
他了解不是一个偶然的环境的因素。
He knew it wasn't just a coincidental environmental circumstance.
他承认是魔鬼是一个属灵的战争。
He recognized that it was a spiritual warfare.
因为保罗有辨别诸灵的恩赐。
He had discernment of the spirits.
于是他可以在祷告里面对抗魔鬼。
And so he could combat Satan in the spiritual realm.
我们需要好像保罗一样承认魔鬼是阻挡在我们附近。
We need to be like Paul and recognize that Satan is there and we need to get in the battle.
第二，保罗有信心。
The second thing that Paul did is he had faith.
他讲明呢，你可以睇翻帖撒罗尼迦，他讲明呢，同佢分开系暂时。
And Paul says, and it, you can look here, we just read it. He said he's separated from them temporarily.
系咪？系一个短暂嘅分开。
He recognized it was a temporary separation.
即使话佢有信心，唔系永远呢个阻挡，呢个嘅困难会过去。
That means he had faith that it's separated temporarily. It's going to pass. It's going to go by.
弟兄姊妹，你面对嘅困难，你面对个压力嘅时候系短暂。
Do you know that the things that you're facing today, the trials, the affliction, it's temporary.
系会过去。It will go by.我哋唔好当住呢个嘅短暂呢个嘅压力。
Don't just keep looking at this temporary problem.
我哋要仰望我哋天上永神永远嘅天父。
We need to look at our Heavenly Father in His eternal glory.
保罗有呢个嘅永恒嘅观点，佢知道系神系得胜。
Paul had that eternal perspective. He knew that he had the victory.
保罗冇办啊，撒旦冇办法阻住保罗一生一世。
Satan could not oppose Paul his whole life.
睇《哥林多后书》四章十六节至到十八节。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
十六节话，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
保罗明白这些暂时的问题是暂时，我们要顾念天上神是永恒。
Paul knew that these problems were temporary,
that we need to keep our eyes focused on God.
你面对困难的时候，你是望神还是望困难？
When you're facing trials and tribulation, are you looking at God or are you looking at your problem?
我哋多数系望嗰啲问题噶，啊死啊惨啊，我爬唔到啊，好困难，冇办法啊。
You know, we just get all flustered and out of shape, and you say, "Oh, it's the end of the world." You know, I've got this problem. Nothing's going to come. I can't solve it. You know.
你学保罗望天上，神系掌管。
Learn from Paul. Look up to the sky. Look to Jesus. He's in charge.
保罗第三件事。怎样阻挡魔鬼？
What did Paul do the third thing to fight and combat Satan?
他有决心做他所能去关心帖撒罗尼迦的人对抗魔鬼。
He purposed in his heart to do all he could to fight against Satan and to help the Thessalonians people.
他去不到，他自己亲自去不到魔鬼阻挡，
他另外找办法关心他。
He couldn't go personally to Thessalonica, so he found another way. 他有什么方法去关心帖撒罗尼迦的人？
What other way could he use to help the people in Thessalonica?
他派人去关心他，而且他写了这本书。
He sent people to be concerned for them, and he wrote this book.
那很多圣经学者他认为《帖撒罗尼迦前书》是保罗所写的第一本书信。
And many Bible theologians believe that 1 Thessalonians is the first book that Paul wrote.
保罗去不到，所以神给他一个感动，要写这本书。
Paul couldn't go, so God inspired him to write this book.
那如果撒旦阻挡阻挡他不可以关心帖撒罗尼迦的人，保罗另外找个方法去关心他。
Here's Satan opposing him, so he cannot go back and care for the Thessalonians, so God gave him another way.
如果保罗回去，如果撒旦没阻挡，有可能他不会写这本书，也都因为不写这本书或者不写其他书信。
And maybe if Paul had gone to Thessalonica, he wouldn't have written this letter. And maybe if he hadn't started writing this letter, he wouldn't have written other letters.
我们手揸住新约圣经，大部分嘅新约圣经嘅书信系保罗写。
And what we hold in our hands today, this Bible, the New Testament, most of it was written by Paul. It started here.
在这里开始，是因为撒旦阻挡他，不去帖撒罗尼迦，所以保罗开始书信。
And it started because he couldn't go to Thessalonica, so he wrote them a letter instead.
你睇到魔鬼以为敌挡，反而神系成为祝福。
Satan was using it as an obstacle. God was using it as a blessing.
因为保罗写到，唔单止帖撒罗尼迦啲人得到鼓励，世界所有各地嘅基督徒都得到鼓励。
You know what Satan tried to oppose Paul from doing? God turned it around. And the letters that he's written become a blessing to Christians all over the world, all out throughout time.
魔鬼系咪阻挡我哋呢？唔系。
Satan can't oppose us.
所以当我们发现到有一些问题的时候，我们以为这样是遇到铜钉，是骨头路，我们要开眼看神，你有什么计划，要我怎样继续去侍奉你。
So when we come up against a brick wall and we're in an obstacle, we need to open our eyes and say, Lord, what do you want to do? Look in another area that God wants to use you in.
神有他的计划。
God has His way. He's got His purpose.
弟兄姊妹，在你面对的阻挡，你没有挡住个困难，你仰望耶稣。
When you're facing obstacles and opposition, don't be focusing on the opposition. Be focused on God. He's the solution.
最后，保罗做咗第四件事。
他又派人去，他又写书信，但系最后咧，保罗有过咗几年之后，有机会真系翻翻去帖撒罗尼迦。Paul
sent people to in his place to encourage him. He wrote the letter, but you know, a few years later, Paul did have an opportunity to go personally.
但系佢去之前咧，佢亦都有机会。
But before he went back to Thessalonica, God used him to bring the gospel to other people.
我谂到Kyle咧，旧年嚟到澳门，都系一样啊。
I think of Kyle, you know, last year came to Macau with two other guys.
记唔记得三个人一齐嚟澳门咧？而家剩翻一个喺度啊。You
remember three came, one's left.
但系旧年好辛苦，政府时时话唔可以喺度，又要时时出出入入。
But you know, last year was difficult. You know, he had to keep coming and going. The government wouldn't give him a way to stay.
佢可以喺过程当中话，岂有此理？神冇带领我呢啲逆境，我就放弃翻去咯。You
know, he could have given up at any moment and say, "Hey, this is not a God's will. You know, I should. This is not working out. I'm just going to leave."
佢有冇咁样做？冇。二十号，毫无意外系有。 工作证可以留低.
And now on the 20th, you know, if no problems, he should have his blue card.
但在这个过程当中，神是使用他们，又去到四川，又去海南岛，又去泰国，又去冲绳岛，又去到很多其他地方，菲律宾啊。
But in the meantime, God used them. You know, they were in Sichuan, they were in Haikou, they were in Thailand, they were in Okinawa, they went to the Philippines. You know, every place they went, God used them.
神有他的计划。可能Seth在美国就好想回来，好想回来，现在暂时有阻挡。但是神是不是有原因？这个阻挡有其他要训练栽培。
Seth, you know, wants to come back and he's in the States and he's so anxious, he just wants to come and there's this obstacle. But maybe this obstacle is just temporary and God's preparing him and using him and going to use him in a greater way than he could ever expect.
弟兄姊妹，我们要仰望耶稣。
We need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
我们要继续向前行。
We need to continue walking with the Lord.
我们不可以被魔鬼阻挡我们，打低我们。
We can't let Satan get us down and beat us down.
神要完成他的工作. God is going to finish His work.
我想到我们买堂会的事呢,
幾個月前呢，我哋又冇錢，又冇乜人為呢件事積極禱告。
I think about us looking to buy a property. A few months ago, we didn't have any money, and we weren't really aggressively praying about it.
在这几个月遇到阻拦的时候，神做什么呢？
In this last couple months, as we were being looking for places and meeting obstacles, what did God do?
神就感动教会弟兄姊妹在你们的奉献、祷告、同心、积极为这件事。
God moved on you, this church, to do many things. To pray, to give, to be in one heart and unity, and to grow together.
是吗？我们因为这件买不到，又没钱，又找不到，大家一起在这件事在主里面成长。
Because we couldn't find a place and we were all working and praying, God brought us all together to grow in Christ because of it.
阻拦对我们有益处。
Obstacles are for our benefit, are for our good.
所以我们看最后一点，从耶稣来的帮助力量。
So let's look at the third point, stand firm, because Jesus gives us strength.
你看十九节，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十九节。
Look at verse 19 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们的盼望和喜乐定所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
你看保罗所端住是什么呢？
Look at what Paul is focused on. 他是看到呢，是天上大家站在神面前。
He's looking at in heaven when we're all standing around the throne.
他不是看这些地上的困难，他看到将来在天上站立在耶稣面前。
He's not looking at the problems here on earth. He's looking at that we will one day be standing before the throne room of God.
当你面对困难的时候，疾病痛苦，你要记住这点。
When you are facing trials and tribulations and sickness, you remember this.
永恒有日你天上在耶稣的面前站立。
You will stand for eternity before the throne room of God.
这个困难算的什么呢？
What are these problems compared to that?
基督徒会有病的吗？基督徒会有痛苦的吗？算什么？我们永生在天上和耶稣一起。
Will Christians get sick? Will Christians have trouble? What does it matter? One day you're going to live for eternity with Jesus.
保罗就是看到那个他的冠冕就可以一起天上，在地上受几十年的痛苦，十十岁天上永恒的喜乐。
What are 20, 30 years of pain in on this earth compared to eternity in glory.
是吧？我们的观点要留翻清楚。
We need to put our focus back in order.
不要忘记这个真理。有人可以杀你的身体，但没有人可以杀你的灵魂。
They can kill your body, but nobody can steal your soul.
在地上有痛苦、逼迫、疾病、困难，在天上有平安。
And here in this earth, in this life, we're going to have pain, we're going to have trials and tribulations, we're going to have sickness and persecution. But in heaven, we have peace.
看三章第一节，
Look at chapter 3, verse 1.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自在等在雅典，打发我们的弟兄在基督福音上作神执事的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
So Paul, when he couldn't stand it anymore, he sent Timothy to go and comfort them and encourage them in the Lord. 弟兄姊妹，这个一点是非常之紧要。我们遇到患难，在患难中怎样站稳呢？就是在患难中神派人来鼓励劝慰我们。 How do we stand firm in affliction? This is a very important point, that God sends people to comfort and to encourage us. 我不知道你有没有经历过呢，你 在困难的时候呢，神派人在你当中去鼓励你，有没有试过吗？Have you ever experienced that when you're in troubles and tribulations, God sends people to encourage you? 可能一句说话，可能一个的安慰，可能一个手搭住你膊头。Maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it's somebody comforting you. Maybe it's a hand patting you on the back. 我回美国的时候，有一位弟兄是一个很大的挣扎，是想不通的出路，在这里挣扎很久。一起跟他谈整个几钟头，可以帮他解决他的挣扎，他找到平安。When I went back to the United States, there was this guy who was in a struggle, looking for the will of God in his life and looking for a way out, and he was in a great frustration. And after an hour or so of talking with him, I was able to comfort him and point him towards the cross, and he found a solution. 我们很多时候就是彼此鼓励，彼此建立，是吗？So often it's that we encourage one another. 我回到美国听很多其他宣教士的鼓励分享，是令到我更加有力量。When I was in the conference and heard all these other missionaries sharing, it comforted me and encouraged me. 因为我们在耶稣里面，我们有困难，但是我们需要彼此关心，彼此鼓励。Even though we've got trials and tribulations, in Christ we need to encourage one another and comfort one another. 我鼓励大家在今年的时候彼此关心对方。 I encourage all of you this year to be more willing to be a comfort to other people. 我们彼此祈祷，彼此建立，在主里面是用神的话语建立。 That we can pray for one another, that we can encourage one another, we can use the word of God to encourage each other.或者你是需要别人关心你，可能你都需要主动去关心别人。Maybe you need people to encourage you, but I also say you need to step out and start encouraging others. 我们很多时候就在这自己，哎呀，没人关心我，没人理我，没人倾偈啊。So often, you know, we just get back in the corner and we get in a self-pity party and we say, nobody cares about me, nobody wants to love me, nobody comes and comforts me.放低呢啲嘢，你自己去鼓励人，你自己去关心人。Put it back, you know, give it up. You get out and start comforting other people. 我哋去印尼嘅报道会嘅时候，我哋攞咗成大沓嘅回应表翻嚟。我冇时间去跟进，我要你哋跟进。你带啲人嚟，你自己跟翻。Yeah, at the next.Crusade in the Venetian, you know, we got this big stack of people to follow up on, people that you all brought to the crusade. I can't follow up on them. You brought them, you follow up on them. Am I? 为什么不行啊？你应该关心他，用爱心鼓励，祷告，建立。You can just be concerned for them, pray for them, and encourage them in the word.保罗去唔到，去派提摩太。Paul couldn't go, he sent Timothy. 我做唔到，我派你哋嘅。I can't do it, I send you guys. 系神透过我哋大家彼此关心，彼此建立。God uses us as we minister to each other that we grow in Christ. 你睇三章三节至到第六节、第五节。Let's look at.Chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. 免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是明定的。我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。为此，我们既不能再忍，就打发人去，晓得
你们的信心如何，恐怕那引诱人的到底诱惑了你们，叫你们的劳苦归于徒然。我不知道你听不听得明这个经文。 I don't know if you understand what this is saying. 很多人不喜欢的。 Lots of people don't like this. 他说什么？我们受患难原是什么？明定的。 He says we are destined for affliction.
牧师不是啊，我是信耶稣而得福啊。 No pastor, I believed in Jesus because I want to be blessed.
因为你受患难是明定的。 He says you are destined for affliction.
我们必须必受患难。
He said, we must suffer affliction.
讲得很清楚哦。It's very clear what he's saying here.
基督徒会受苦。Christians will suffer. 弟兄姊妹，你不是例外。You are not an exception.
太多基督徒遇到困难了啊！点解我信耶稣，点解会发生喺我身上啊
？So many Christians, you know, they get this. You know, something happens and they say, "Why did it happen to me? I'm a Christian. It shouldn't happen to Christians." 对唔住，唔系一样患难一样发生喺基督徒身上。I'm sorry, troubles happen to Christians.
但是他又说了第五节，你要恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们。
But in verse 5 he says, I fear that the tempter will tempt you.
等姊妹，我们经历很多问题，我们预定是要受患难，但应该在患难的时候怎么做呢？好快咧，睇雅各书第一章第二节、第三节、第四节。
What are you supposed to do if you're having trouble? Look at James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4. Book of James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
我们的弟兄们，你们遭各样试炼的时候，都要以为喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就产生忍耐，但忍耐坚定。要坚持到底，使你们可以完全毫无缺乏。
你受患难会唔会以大喜乐啊 ？When you go into trials and tribulations, are you going to count it all joy？
保罗话：你遇到患难，以为大喜乐。Paul said, count it all joy when you have trials。
我哋点解可以有喜乐？因为我哋知道神与我哋同在。
We can have joy because we know God is with us. 我哋可以有喜乐，因为有弟兄姊妹鼓励。
We can have joy because brothers and sisters are encouraging us.
我哋可以有喜乐，因为我哋知道神掌管一切。
We can have joy because we know that God is in charge of everything.
我哋可以有喜乐，因为知道神喺我哋里边，系要叫我哋系完全。
We can have joy because we know God is working in us to make us holy.Imperfect.
我们可以有喜乐，因为我们知道天上可以永恒同耶稣一起。
We can have joy because we know we can be for eternally together with Jesus in heaven.
应该有喜乐哦。We should have joy.
他怎么说？哎呀，好辛苦，好惨啊。So why are we walking around looking like we're, you know, beaten down and dead?
应该喜乐啊，应该平安啊。We should have joy. We should have peace.
在美国的时候呢，听到弟兄姊妹的分享，刚才都说有些面对很多困难。When I was in the United States, heard so many missionaries share, so many are facing so many trials.
但有很多是得到鼓励，因为他们看到困难里面神的祝福。
And so many talked about how they were in trials and yet God blessed.
有一个埃及人，他因为在埃及他穆斯林跟着归向耶稣。
And one of the guys that shared was an Egyptian. He was a Muslim. And he shared how he became a Christian. 佢因为佢系信耶稣，佢喺埃及啊周围同穆斯林传福音。And while he became a Christian, he was sharing with all these other Muslims in Egypt. 有一日佢唔小心同一个的士司机传福音，个的士司机就督佢背脊，跟住特务就拉佢坐监。And he was sharing one day with a taxi driver, and the taxi driver turned him into the secret police, and so they came to his house and arrested him. 佢抌佢落一个监房嘅八个月，佢嘅监房咧就系两尺乘两尺嘅石屎，冇床，冇厕所，冇衣服，乜都冇，一个嘅好冰冷嘅仓。They put him in a 2x2 cell that had nothing, no bed, no toilet, no sink, nothing, just a concrete shell and no clothes and just a little slit in the window. 佢嘅窗口得一个细嘅眼仔去入嚟，喺个掟啲食物俾佢。And then the guards would just throw the food into him through that little slit. 佢八个月喺呢个窗里边冇出过嚟。He was in that cell for 8 months, never left.但是他讲见证的时候，他说在那个仓里面在坐监的时候，我没试过一生一世这么平安这么喜乐。 But he said, I was never as happy and as at peace in my whole life as I was in that prison cell. 患难吗？痛苦吗？但是心里面有平安。You're in affliction, you're in trouble, but he has peace in his heart. 因为有耶稣同在，因为有耶稣在他的仓里面同他一起坐。Because Jesus was in his prison cell with him. 神给我们的平安，神要你摇动，神要你坚定。God doesn't want your faith to be shaken, he wants you to be standing firm. 我们大家都识罗马书八章廿八节。We all know Romans 8:28, don't we? 我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。For all things work together for the good, for those that love God and are called according to His purpose. 你今日遇到个困难，遇到个痛苦，神有原因。The things that you're going through today, God has a purpose. 你有冇得到神的平安、喜乐？Have you received the grace and peace of God today in your heart? 睇第六節，我哋最後六節至到第八節，帖撒羅尼迦前書三章六至八。We'll finish up in looking at chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians 6-8.
但提摩太剛才從你們那裏回來，你們信心和愛心的好消息報給我們。又说你们常常纪念我们，切切的想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困难之中，因着你的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
他就是关心帖撒罗尼迦的人，但是帖撒罗尼迦的人有耶稣保护带领，他又关心保罗。
Paul was so concerned about the growth and the safety of the Thessalonians, and yet God was taking care of them, and they were growing in Christ, and they were concerned about Paul.
提到保罗是不知道他是得到保护，原来神保护。
Paul didn't know that they were being taken care of, and yet God took care of them.
我有个好朋友呢次翻去都见到我嚟澳门嘅时候，佢去墨西哥，我喺度三十几年，佢喺墨西哥三十几年。
I have a good friend who I saw back at this conference. I came to Macau, he went to Mexico. I've been here for over 30 years. He's been in Mexico over 30 years.
佢咧就过去三年咧，严重头痛，做唔到嘢，讲唔到道。
For the last 3 years, he's had extreme migraine headaches, and he hasn't been able to work, he hasn't been able to preach.
他牧養的教會500多人，有電視台，有電台節目，全墨西哥都收到。
He's got a church of over 500 people, he's got a radio program and a TV broadcast that goes all over Mexico.
他三年是集中不到精神，不可以講道。
For the last 3 years, he can't think, so he can't preach. 你試過咁樣嚴重頭痛嗎？ Have you ever had pain like that？ 我哋見到佢咧，喜樂笑啊！喺開會嘅時候，佢見到人就打招呼，好開心問候人。When we saw him in the conference, he just got a big smile, like always, just joy and peace, and comforting others. 佢話：我講唔到道，我集中唔到精神。舊年我嘅仔開始講道，得22歲。感謝主，佢講道比我好。而家俾佢講道，一個星期講13堂道。He said, I can't preach, I can't concentrate. Last year, let his son start preaching. His son's only 22 years old. He said, praise God, he preaches better than I do. Every week, he preaches 13 times. 他喜乐平安。如果他继续讲道，可能他的儿子没机会讲。And if he was continuing to preach, maybe his son wouldn't have an opportunity. Yet, because of his sickness, God has raised up his son.因为他的病痛，他的仔就兴起。Juan Domingo， 他说下个月在波士顿有个手术，可能会解决个问题，不知道行不行。He said maybe next month he'll get a surgery in Boston that should correct some nerve in his neck. I don't know if it's going to help or not. 我们看到困难，应该怎么处理？ So how do we face our afflictions? 仰望耶稣。Trusting God. 神是有意思。God has His purpose. 我不知道2011年是你生命会发生什么事，但我知道神是掌管明天。I don't know what 2011 is going to bring to you in life, but I know that God is in control of the future. 我们会面对突然间来的患难，有魔鬼来的阻拦，但有耶稣来的力量。We will face sudden afflictions. We will have Satan in spiritual warfare attack us. But we can stand firm because Jesus is helping us. 一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，你知道我们面对很多困难，我们面对很多控制不到的事情，我们不愿意发生的事，但耶稣，你和我们一起，你有能力保护带领，你又应许在困难里面给我们力量。耶稣，我求你今天彰显你的能力在我们当中每一位的身上。可能我们不喜欢我们所遭遇的困难，但耶稣，我求你给我们能够集中精神看你的荣耀。有一天我们在天上在你的面前站立的，有永恒的平安快乐。神啊，在这个地上我们有短暂的苦难，求你给我们信心去度过，可以打这个属灵的仗，不要被魔鬼打低的，愿我们可以站起来的，是靠耶稣的能力的，是积极向前的。多谢主，求你帮助我们，奉耶稣名求，默祷之后散会。